The United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring two of Broadway's brightest stars, David Wayne and Vanessa Brown. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented as a contribution of this station in the public interest. Financial security can be yours if you save systematically. Enroll now in the automatic payroll savings plan where you work for the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds. There's no surer way to save. In just a moment, we'll meet our stars. But right now, let's listen to Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Harry's own arrangement of the South American folk song, El Llanero, the Cowboy. And now, standing beside me are two charming and talented commuters between New York and Hollywood, whose names are currently making the Broadway skyline shine brighter than ever. On my left, the star of the smash Broadway comedy Tea House of the August Moon, David Wayne. And on my right, the twinkling female star of the very popular stage success, 7-Year Itch, Miss Vanessa Brown. They now join forces in an original guest star sketch by Alton Alexander entitled Check and Double Check, or How to Put Your Husband in the Proper Mood to Check Your Bank Balance.
Will you turn the lights out, Jerry, and let's get going if we're going. The picture starts in 10 minutes.
Is my hat on straight? You know, somehow or other, I don't feel my hat's on straight.
Well, since when is it supposed to be on straight? You just spent 15 minutes getting it on crooked, and now you don't feel it's on straight. Come on, will you? You only have to take it off in the movies anyway.
Oh, don't be impatient. Well, if this were my birthday, you wouldn't be so impatient. If this were my birthday.
Well, now, what in the world has your birthday got to do with it? That's about the most... Oh, honey, I didn't go and forget your birthday, did I? Oh, baby, come here. I'm sorry.
Tom.
Your birthday isn't really today, is it, darling?
Oh, well, not exactly.
Oh, good. That's a relief. When is it, by the way?
Next October 5th.
Why, of all the low-down, sneaking, deliberately toying with my emotions, tricking me like a vampire just so you can keep me from going to the movies.
I didn't lie.
You didn't lie? Well, you certainly managed to sneak past the truth without touching it.
I did nothing of the sort. I merely remarked that if, mind you, if it were my birthday, you wouldn't be so impatient. And you smothered me in a passionate, spine-tingling, hot-lipped embrace.
Okay, you don't have to sound like a movie trailer. Maybe I did jump to conclusions.
That's about the only exercise you get around here.
Oh, very funny, yes. How about you? You get plenty of exercise as running.
Me, running?
Sure, running up bills.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
See, when the shoe's on the other foot, it doesn't sound so hilarious,
does it?
Oh,
Tommy, boy, let's not quarrel.
No, you tricked me. You tricked me out of going to the movies.
I just thought you'd like to spend a quiet, intimate evening at home with me, that's all.
Yeah? What's playing here?
Oh, why, you insulting, ungallant hunk of man.
Uh-huh.
Do...
Cut it out, cut it out. Oh, come on, quit tickling me. Jerry.
Tommy, I had a reason not wanting to go to the movies tonight.
I kind of figured that out.
No, Tommy, it's not what you think.
What's the matter? Look, you sound as if you don't feel well.
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't feel too well.
Geraldine.
Well, what's the matter, Tommy?
Geraldine, you're not going to have a...
Who, me?
Baby.
Gee, I don't think so.
Well, don't you know?
What?
I said, don't you know?
Of course I know. No, I'm not going to have a baby.
Well, you don't have to get mad about it. It happens every day, you know.
Thank you for telling me. If and when it happens around here, you will be the first to know. After me. I promise you that.
Thanks.
Oh, now, relax. Relax.
Relax, she says. The only way I can relax in my own house is to go to the movies. Oh, that's very funny. The only way I can relax in my own house is to go to...
I heard it.
Don't you think it was funny? Say, what's the matter with you? You have got something on your mind. Now, why didn't you want to go to the movies tonight?
I promise you won't get mad. Or I positively won't tell you.
Well, as long as you said positively, all right, I promise.
You know what date it is today?
Oh, come on. Now, we're not going to go through that again.
No, I promise. What date is it?
It's the second of the month. I'm sure it isn't our anniversary, I think.
No, not quite as romantic as that. It's the day our bank statement arrived.
Now, Jerry, look at me. You don't mean to say you messed up your checkbook again. Look at me, Jerry. Tell me it isn't so.
Now, take it easy, Tommy. You promised not to get mad.
You took unfair advantage. Jerry, you'll drive me crazy with that checkbook of yours. That thing is a lethal weapon in your hands. You'd be safer if I gave you a gun to play with.
You wouldn't say that if you loved me. You don't love me. And you never did.
Oh, stop it. It's just that this checkbook situation makes me see red.
You wouldn't talk to me this way if it were my birthday.
Now, cut it out. You know I can't stand seeing you cry.
Oh, if I were having a baby.
All right, I'll help you. But this is the last time.
Oh, thank you, darling. I'll get the checkbook.
And I know it's difficult, darling, but try to bear in mind the bank is occasionally right.
I don't know where you ever got the idea. I know so little about banking.
You can't imagine where I got the idea.
Why, just at lunch, I was having a terrible time convincing Gloria not to tear up a check she'd made up. She was so silly, she didn't realize that if she tore up the check, it'd be like tearing up money.
Well, darling, if you make out a check and destroy it, no money is taken out of your account.
Now,
there's
Tom,
no loss.
Tom, don't try to confuse me. If people will give you good money for a check, obviously a check is as good as money. And if you tear up a check, it's like tearing up money. Q-E-D.
All right. Q-E-D. Let's just forget it. And what is this $2 charge for an overdrawn account at the beginning of last month? Would you care to discuss that, or is that Q-E-D?
Well, the bank just gets impossible. I had the biggest fight with the assistant managers. They just don't know their business, and I told them so.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they appreciate the constructive criticism. Would you mind telling me what happened?
I told them we'd take our business elsewhere if they couldn't manage things more accurately than they do.
Now, look, my sweet, there is just the barest possible chance the fault lay on your side. Not much, mind you, but a small chance. Would you care to relate the incident?
Well, it's very simple, really. I don't know why everybody makes such a fuss. I got a call from the bank last September 3rd. Or was it the 4th?
Yeah.
No, the 4th I had lunch with Doris.
Well,
no, it must have been...
Yeah, just skip the date.
Yeah, well, I got this call that I was overdrawn $18.50. I felt terrible. So I sat right down and I made out a check for $18.50 and I sent it to the bank.
Oh, no.
Then what could possibly be wrong with that?
I'm a little too numb to answer that.
Well, I know it was all right because I still had some blank checks in my book.
Yeah, well, let's go to the movies. Maybe this whole thing will blow over.
Oh, you're sweet. But it just goes to show you, sometimes
okay.
Facts can be
yeah.
awfully good. Mm-hmm. Isn't it a good woman?
Yeah.
Wonderful, Susan. Just wonderful, David and Vanessa. I'm going to rush right home and double-check my checkbook.
If you have a little left over, John, may I recommend savings bonds?
Oh, you can be sure, Vanessa, that any excess finds its way into United States savings bonds. How about you, David?
John, you can believe this or not, but I really used to be a punk saver.
You saved punk, you mean?
No, really. What I mean is, I saved punkly. I just never was able to save. And then I found out about those two automatic ways of saving with United States Savings Bonds.
David, you mean the payroll savings plan where you work, or your bank's bond a month plan for the self-employed? The plans that make you save before you spend.
You know, there's a payroll savings plan at the studio in Hollywood. I got the payroll savings habit. When I was under contract as a little girl, the court put aside a certain amount each week, and that's how I became a regular saver.
Isn't that a good idea, John?
Certainly.
And I'm a family man, you know, and now I buy savings bonds regularly, and I'm hoping to build up a nice reserve for my future. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, there's no safer way to save. Savings bonds are guaranteed by Uncle Sam, and they're even protected against loss or theft. So I hope you'll do as I'm doing. Get yourself started along the road to financial security by saving regularly in United States savings bonds.
I second the motion.
Thank you, David Lane and Vanessa Brown. Now, once again, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Our Love Is Here to Stay. Guest Star, a transcribed feature for United States Savings Bonds, which today featured David Wayne and Vanessa Brown. The time for this program is donated by this station every week in the public interest. The Treasury Department thanks your station and David Wayne and Vanessa Brown, their director, Herbert M. Moss, for their contribution to the Savings Bond program. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you that automatic saving is sure saving. Join the payroll savings plan where you work and save systematically with United States Savings Bonds.